Once again, here's the host of Positive Living, Patricia Raskin, on TalkZone.com.
Well, hello, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin. We have such a great show for you today. We're talking about the benefits of Oriental medicine and acupuncture. My guest is Dr. Tad Stokowski, who's an acupuncturist, founder of the Center for Preventive Medicine, which really specializes in natural medicine in Providence, Rhode Island. And you can log on to thewellnessclinic.net. And again, they really work with Oriental medicine and acupuncture. And I have did not tell you this before, but I want you all to know that Dr. Tad was named Acupuncturist of the Year for 2003 by the American Association of Oriental Medicine out of 2,200 acupuncturists.
22,000.
Now that's 22,000.
Yes.
Oh, well, I mean, and pretty impressive. And also, Dr. Tad is a trained and licensed medical doctor in Europe, specifically in Poland, where he was born and raised, and came here about 20 years ago specifically to study acupuncture, and now has his clinic, the Center for Preventive Medicine. Log on to thewellnessclinic.net. We have another caller on the air. Steve, tell us where you're from and your question for Dr. Tad.
Providence.
Okay, and your question.
Can acupuncture help vision problems?
Hello, Steve. Yes, it absolutely can. What kind of vision problems are you talking about?
Nearsightedness.
Nearsightedness. Yes, acupuncture can help with this. It works also on very serious eye problems that lead to the complete blindness, such as macular degeneration and other issues. There's actually a very good study done in California a few years ago by Dr. Hall that showed how using certain acupuncture points that are known for treating eye problems connects to the brain function. And the study was done with the functional MRI that showed that putting needles in some of those points would lighten up the functional MRI in the vision area in your brain. So there's no doubt that acupuncture has effect on the brain controlling center of your vision, and therefore it can affect the eye in that manner. Plus, acupuncture also works on the improving blood flow. A lot of health problems, including eye problems, are related also to the poorer blood flow in both optic nerve and eye itself. So acupuncture does definitely work on that aspect as well. And like many other problems, including senses problems, hearing or vision or tasting, acupuncture has shown pretty good effectiveness in treating those problems.
All right. Does that answer your question, Steve? Steve?
Yeah.
Does that answer your question? Does that help?
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you.
Right. Very well. Thank you very much. All right. Dr. Tad, let's talk about insurance and cost. First of all, does insurance cover this? And if it doesn't, is this cost effective?
Great question, Patricia, because that's probably one of the most common questions that we hear. And this is how it goes. Until 1999, there was zero insurance coverage for acupuncture in the state of Rhode Island, and for that matter, in most of the states in the United States. In 1999, the Acupuncture Association of Rhode Island, which consisted of myself and some of my colleagues, have lobbied successfully for passage of the bill that added what is called insurance rider to the insurance plans. It's something that is elective, and either employer or the person needs to purchase this on the top of regular plan in order to get the coverage. As a result of this, about 15 to 20% of Rhode Islanders right now have some form of insurance coverage for acupuncture. So anybody who's interested in using acupuncture should check with their human resources or directly with the insurer whether they have this kind of plan.
Mm-hmm. What about other states besides Rhode Island? What about across the country?
Anybody who's interested in purchasing this should, again, check with the insurance agent or insurance company, because it's not a very, as I understand, not a very expensive option to buy in order to add to your plan. However, that brings me to the issue of cost effectiveness of acupuncture. And even if people end up, which unfortunately still majority of people end up paying from the pocket, when you compare the cost effectiveness of acupuncture to anything else in medicine, acupuncture in all the studies, as well in my own practice, comes up as always the least expensive. Let me give you a simple example. As you know, the workman's compensation business, if you will, in this state is generally controlled by what's called Beacon Mutual, which is the insurance company that covers about 80% of the market. Mostly treat, of course, they oversee the on-job injuries, which most of them are low back injuries, sometimes upper back injuries, but basically chronic pain disorders. The average cost of treating of those cases ranges between $100,000 to $150,000 per case, per person. Now, if acupuncture is implemented with less than $2,000, maybe $3,000, the patient is often corrected and the problem is gone. So if you compare $2,000 or $3,000 to $150,000, obviously we come up far cheaper than anybody else and far more effective. And you know, there's another issue. What is the price of our health? You know, how much price would you like to put on your health? You know, is it worth $2,000, $5,000, $100,000? I don't know. I believe health is priceless, and people need to decide for themselves what to do about their health when something comes their way that can be effective. It can potentially correct their health problems for the rest of their life. So we need to look at the money aspect from different angles.
Right.
But going back to insurance, there is a chance that up to 20% of Rhode Islanders will have some form of coverage for acupuncture.
And if someone's listening from out of state, because this is a national program, they can call their insurance company and see if acupuncture is
covered. That's correct. In other words, you know, most of us, if there is a coverage for acupuncture, I may not be provided for the particular insurance company, that doesn't release the insurance company from paying for the services. So the patient can still get benefits of the coverage from the insurance company.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about the needles. I bet everybody asks you, do they hurt?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody from 2 years old to 9 years old asks me the same question. Yes.
And we have 3 minutes left. So tell us.
So here's the story about the needles. Number one, 50% of Americans I found to be needle phobic. So the needle phobia is probably the most statistically present phobia among any phobias. Acupuncture needles are filiform needles, which means they are incredibly thin, thinner than your hair, and they are not inserted in nerves or blood vessels. Therefore, they do not hurt. There may be a little sensation, a little cramping feeling, little pinch feeling, but that's about what acupuncture needles hurt. They usually also do not produce any bleeding. There's no bleeding. Therefore, the needles are pulled out, and the patient's exactly the same as they were prior to inserting the needle. The depth of the needle is usually no more than a quarter of an inch. So again, it's very unlikely that there will be any pain. And last but not least, I treat children. I treat, you know, a few months old and 2 years old children who are major needle phobics. And if they can take it, I believe everybody else can. So they don't cry.
All right. Closing thoughts, Dr. Tad. If people get one thing out of the show in a sentence or two, what's your message?
My message is take care of your health by yourself. Do not rely on third parties such as insurance companies and pharmaceutical companies and anybody else. Your health is your responsibility, and it's your God-given right. You know, you need to do this by yourself, and look for natural methods that have been around for thousands of years rather than living your life on medications and surgeries. And just stay healthy and be happy. That's really what I want you to be.
Thank you so much for being on the program. It was a wonderful program.
Thank you.
Thanks,
my pleasure.
Tad. All right. Now, my guest has been Dr. Tad Stokowski, founder of the Center for Preventive Medicine, which is in Providence, Rhode Island. We've been talking about the benefits of Oriental medicine and acupuncture, and you can log on to thewellnessclinic.net and get all of the information. Folks, you've been listening to Positive Living. This is the program that really helps you live the kind of life you want to live and turn your obstacles into opportunities and stay healthy. As I always say at the end of each show, stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and know you can make your dreams come true. Until next week, I'm Patricia Raskin for Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com. Have a wonderful Monday and a great week.